And now, the continuing adventures of Superhero Speak, episode 26. Hey everyone, if you haven't done so yet, please head on over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. Don't forget, every Tuesday, live after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. airs on the East Coast, Agents of Speak will be airing on YouTube. And you should check it out. It's a lot of fun. I think you guys will like it. So this episode is part two of our cosplay special, Heroes of Cosplay. This is the continuing conversation from last week. If you haven't listened to that yet, go back and listen to that first. And hope you enjoy. Here we go. You had brought, you're bringing up race. So one of the things I wanted to talk about, unfortunately, Smoke was going to be on, but he ended up going to Ohio to be there. But he does one of the best, not Bruce Wayne, Thomas Wayne from Flashpoint. Have you guys ever seen that costume of his? Right.
Yes.
So, great costume. And I mean, I love all the stuff I referenced. And
he has a treasure chest of costumes.
Yes, but one of the things that I didn't know about this, and I saw an article not too long ago online. I think you had posted it, Eric, about race and cosplay. And there's apparently a community of people who say if you're African American, you can't be Batman, or if you're Hispanic, correct, you can't be Wonder Woman, you know, so on and so forth. That, you know, you must be the race of the character. And I think that's completely wrong and completely, you know, against what the community should be. But have you yourself experienced that, and what do you think about it?
I have. Luckily, I'm a big guy, so anyone saying it, they have to say it kind of on the sneak tip, but not in front of my face, because, you know, I'm not a violent person, but I'm just the kind of person that you don't play with. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've experienced it, but also my friends have experienced it also. They've experienced worse than I have. And it's really a shame that, you know, we think we've come so far, but there are people still that say, oh, you must look like the character, you still have to be 100% correct, and all the stuff I said, well, dude, it's fantasy. It's from someone's mind. You can't mimic something from someone's mind. It's impossible. It shouldn't be that way. And like I said, I don't know why it is that way today, but people are starting to open up more and more. And I think through time, it will start to weed itself down. It will never disappear. That's a given. That's just human nature. But it is getting better to a point where now you're seeing more people of color cosplay. But also, I've been approached by many people of African-American descent. They came up to me and said, the reason why I cosplay is because of you. Because you were one of the first black guys to really do it in spandex. And pretty much as many years I have done it, and it's kind of trickled back at the cons I've been to, I was one of very, you could probably count on one hand, of black guys wearing spandex. Mm-hmm. You know, and I kind of led that way for people of color to start saying, look, have fun, enjoy it. It's a convention. It's meant to go out there, show what you got, and just enjoy the time with your people. And it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, and definitely with your costume, again, like you said, you don't wear a mask, so everyone knows who you are and sees you in your spandex outfit. And it's right out there. So what do you think, Bryn?
One of the first costumes I saw of Eric was Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
This has been, Eric, 10 years ago?
About that, yeah.
And the first, you know, the first thing I saw was a really good Spider-Man. I didn't think, hey, this guy should, you know, he looks exactly like Peter Parker in the suit. He just had a great suit. Then he did a Venom where he took off the mask, and I thought, oh man, that's a really good concept for Venom. I never once thought this guy shouldn't do that because Eddie Brock is a white guy, you know. I think that the multiverse now, you know, the whole multiverse theory, you can be anything you want to be. You can be, Superman can be a female, Superman can be Hispanic, Superman can be black. It really doesn't matter. I mean, and the people who are hanging on to those types of stereotypes, you know, they need to deal with their problems. You know, I don't think that we as costumers should have to even deal with it. You know what I mean? And most of the conventions really don't see that. I see more of it online, you know, forums, or somebody makes a snide remark here or there. But I think the best to do about that is for everybody to do what they feel like doing and just go out and have fun with it and ignore those people, and sooner or later they'll go away.
This is true.
Now, Mike, I know you actually dyed your skin white so you could be Batman, so what do you think?
Wait, what? I mean, I didn't even know about this situation till the car ride to PA with Salem, because he brought it up about this, I guess, different skin color with different characters, and I never thought about it, because when I was growing up, Daredevil came out. My God, that was a bad movie. But Kingpin was originally white, and they made him black, and I didn't think twice about it. You know, if you fit the character, you look like the character, it doesn't matter what color skin you are. You know, you have to have that presence with the costume. Yeah, because I saw Eric, yeah, with the Ash Frost suit like 10 years ago, too, and Eric doesn't remember knowing me, but I remember Eric from the superhero hype forums.
Oh, guys, going back in the day.
Yeah, way back in the day. And I remember seeing that, and I didn't even think twice about it. And it's just wrong for people to do that, you know? Like I said, Batman can be black, white, Spanish, whatever you want, skinny. I didn't know about the situation until, I guess, 2 weeks ago. When Salem was explaining to me what was going on, I guess you would want to talk to Salem more, because he's more of aware of the situation than I am.
Alright, well, Salem.
No comment! No.
He told me things not to say.
He did things to you in that car.
He's hearing voices in his head.
He fed me nuts.
Let's not bring up the nuts.
Okay. Yes. Awkward silence.
No, I mean, I've worked with a lot of, you know, like I said, and I use that term loosely, because I don't know, it's like, oh, you've worked with them, and I don't consider it work to me. This is a hobby.
Exactly.
This is a very expensive hobby.
Yes.
Which Brain makes lots of money off of me.
Damn you, Brynn!
Damn you!
I have so many friends of mine that have had to deal with that, too. That have to deal with a lot of bigotry in the community, or a lot of, you know, ridiculous comments from people because of, you know, the color of their skin or whatnot. And honestly, I don't care for it. I mean, you know, we live in a day and age where, like you guys were saying earlier, you know, it shouldn't have to matter what color of the skin, you know, a person has. It's them portraying this costume. It's a fantasy. It's, you know, going out there and having a good time and having fun. And at the end of the day, that's really what you should take away from it. You shouldn't have to, you know, be pointing comments at a person because of their color or their race, or, you know, Superman can't be this, Batman can't be that. You know, it just takes away from it and puts a negative light on it. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but it is something that a lot of people, no matter how amazingly talented they are, you know, have to deal with. And, you know, and I stand by it. I stand by a belief that I believe Eric Moran had this campaign recently where he was cosplay is colorblind.
Correct.
And, you know, at the end of the day, I wholeheartedly endorse that too, that, you know, it does not matter what, you know, race a person is, what color of their skin. This is cosplay. You know, we are a community, and you know, we shouldn't be putting each other down like that.
They should be helping each other.
I myself am Hispanic, so
I do the word Latino.
Latino. Latino.
Let's not offend anyone here.
You know? Latino. You know, I get mistaken a lot for being other races, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't show my face when I cosplay that often. Unlike, you know, a lot of other cosplayers, like you were saying earlier. Now, all my costumes are primarily in the last year and a half, all masked costumes. So sometimes
is that
I have...
choice?
I like to, you know...
Trust me, he's saving a lot of horror stories.
How I choose my costumes actually is really, like, very simple. And I was like, you know, I believe me and Mike were talking about this on a during a hotel stay at one of the cons. I was like, you know, if I ever get interviewed and they ask me what makes me, you know, choose my costume for cosplay, I was like, the answer is going to be really, really simple and stupid. And I told him, I said, you know, really, I have so many talented friends that... that are on my Facebook news feeds. Every day that I wake up, it's always great to, you know, go online and see what everybody's doing. And, you know, I've got like 10, 15 Spider-Mans and, you know, 20 Batmans and, you know, Supermans all over the place. And I think to myself, how can I be a total douche and ruin their day? And so I think I'm going to be, you know, I primarily like villains. I don't cosplay superheroes. I like villains. Every good hero needs a good villain. And that's where I come in. I literally will go to a con and hunt down my friends who are dressed as the next five Supermans as one of the villains just to just take horrific photos with them. And we'll have a great time. And it's all in fun. You know, it is by choice. A lot of the costumes that I have had are masked characters. You know, I've done Deadpool, mask. Deathstroke, mask. Bane, I've worn masks. So it's like, you know, they've all had masks on. I don't take them off during the convention, so I'm pretty much masked all day. And I have had some people that walk across when I'm, you know, working a booth or when I'm at a convention and they'll say, what nationality do you think that cosplayer is? Let's play guess that nationality.
Oh, I get that a lot. If I'm in a full mask and they'll point at me just walking by. He said, "You're black, aren't you? Sorry, can you tell? It's your butt." So I mean, I know a black man's butt. It's fine.
How'd you know? The spandex. Oh yeah,
the real question is, what are you hiding behind that mask? Why are you hiding?
Why am I?
I do it because.
Why? Have you don't have me on Facebook, so you haven't seen the horrors that lie under my mask. Exactly. It's not pretty. It's not. No, I'm sorry. No, I mean, I love these characters. So, you know, I do primarily a lot of villains, and they've just all been masked. So, that's really been why I've been stuck under the mask so often.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite Spider-Man stories was a story of a kid in a, you know, supposed to be in a bad situation, bad neighborhood, and his mom has problems, and it's an African-American kid.
Yeah, I think we talked about this one, me and you.
Yeah, I think so, and the kid, he ends up, he keeps saying that he has a friends with Spider-Man, you know, and it's his imaginary friend. More or less through the story, at least that's what you keep thinking. And at the end of the story, Spider-Man comes and
shoots him.
tells him everything's going to be okay, and he takes the mask off, and it's an African American under the mask. And I think it was a great story because it said, you know, this character's universal, you know, and that's one of the things that Stan Lee said is it was one of the great things when he created the character is that he was completely covered and he could be anyone under that mask, any person, you know, it didn't matter. And I think that's, you know, that's the attitude we all should have. You know, it's not about are you the right race to be that character. It's about, you know, coming together as a group and we can be who we want to be. We can be anything, you know, and escape into the world that we want to escape into.
But Dave, one thing I say about that last page of that comic book you mentioned, and we've all said this, is... Well, it's a skin-tight head mask, you know, headpiece, but when he takes off, the guy has a fro. I don't think you hide a fro from me for mask. That's kind of impossible. But it's comics.
I'll give you that one. Along the lines, though, of being the right person for a costume, something that you and I have talked about, Eric, that spandex isn't forgiving.
No, it's well, I've always learned spandex is a privilege, not a right to wear.
Right.
Exactly.
One of the things that came up on, again, on Heroes of Cosplay, Chloe Dykstra, who has her own show on cosplaying on YouTube. I don't remember what the name of the show is, but that's not important. She was talking about, you know, people just cosplaying it whoever they want, and all the other girls were getting real catty about, like, oh, well, if you're built well, you can be Superman, but otherwise you can't cosplay as Superman. And being a larger individual myself, I agree that to a point. You know, like, when you see a really out of shape Superman or Batman, it's sad. It really is. But I don't think
it's... Well, we just call that Batman in retirement mode or something of that nature.
Yeah.
But personally, I don't think it should keep you from cosplaying. I mean, number one, it could be motivation to get in shape. But number two, you know, I could do Kingpin, you know, or pull mm-hmm. something like that off. So, you know, I'll start with you, Eric, since we've talked about this before. What are your feelings on that?
My feelings about, well, if you're portraying a character... if the character is, well, most of them are drawn that way. I mean, no one has an eight pack. You know, that's kind of hard to get, even for the top athletes in the world. But as long as you have the mentality of the character, and if you have to wear like a tighter shirt underneath to kind of keep the spandex in, it's not bad. Just make sure that you know that you're portraying the character in a good light, not really like saying like you know, if you're kind of really hefty, just make sure the suit is at least made properly to your specs. At least props to your specs. Don't have it be so tight where it's about to rip on you. You know, it's
Don't buy Ruby's costume. The end of the story.
that's a totally different story. Yeah.
Oh God, not Ruby's.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't wear a suit until I lost like 115 pounds. And then I started wearing the spandex, and I still go to a gym 6 days a week. You'll find me at the gym 5:30, 6 in the morning, starting my day 2 hours at the gym, and still trying to get in shape for the spandex. But I believe that if I'm going to be dressing up as Batman, I should be like Batman, you know? And I still talk to, you know... some people to get tips, and I dedicated my life not to transform my body as Batman, to be Batman, but it just, you know, I like to look like Batman. You can't be, I know I'm going to get shot saying this, but it's okay. Armor's forgiving. Anyone can be Batman when you're wearing the armor, you know, like you could be 250 pounds and wear like the Batman Begins suit and no one knows, but when you wear the spandex, it's really hard to be Batman or Spider-Man or Superman when you're wearing the spandex. And when you see people walking around that are, you know, 300 pounds wearing spandex and their stomach is about, like Eric said, bursting out of the suit, I mean, you got to know there's some limitations to that, I think, you know. And it should be an inspiration. Like, it was an inspiration for me to drop those 100 pounds and put on the bat suit, and that was my inspiration, and the fact that I had heart problems.
Here's a funny thing on that one about, like, a person's kind of hefty. When 300 first came out, and Dragon Con, you know, we had a group of 300, they looked great. Those guys looked freaking awesome. The next year, they were back, but beside them, which is pretty funny, they called themselves the 300 pounders, and these guys it was like a knockoff of 300, but they all were hefty guys, and they had like Kentucky Fried Chicken helmets on their heads and stuff like that. It was awesome, and everyone loved it. So it was a great spin.
Yeah, it's just you got to spin it, I guess, in the funny light.
What do you think, Bryn?
I think that I don't like it. personally, I don't like to take people's joy away. I don't want to crush anybody's fun. If you're not in the best shape of your life, but you want to go and you want to portray your hero, you know, do it. If you're 300 pounds, we keep throwing around that poundage, but, you know, if you're 300 pounds and you want to wear a Superman suit and you feel confident pulling off the character, then do it. You know, I could probably name 10 guys that, you know, they stay in the gym every day so that their costumes, you know, that they feel the best that they can feel in their costumes. You know, these guys are dedicated to a specific look, but that's
Thank
their
you.
Thing. Yeah. I knew he was a boy, you know, but, you know, he's dedicated himself to look a specific way. Everybody doesn't have the same, might wear a costume once, blue moon, you know, and that might make them feel better. They might actually go back and see, you know, other costumers that are wearing the suits and they look awesome. Go back and they think, you know, I'm going to go eat a stout. I'm going to go home and I'm going to really work hard, you know, and try and look better in my costume. I say more power to you, you know, throw all the positive energy that I can. Do it. Just get out there in costume. You know, if that's a passion for you, don't let the way you look now hold you back.
Because yeah.
I think just from knowing a couple people on this panel, Mike, Eric, they've all gone through a period of where they were heavier and they wanted to be thinner and more in shape to be in their costumes. You know, so, you know, the 300-pound Superman you see at the convention that you snicker at today might be the, you know, ripped-up, muscular guy that you see next year. So, you know, I mean, I just believe if you enjoy it, do it. Don't let the way that you look hold you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm making fun of those people, but when people come up to me and ask, I'd be like, listen, you can do it too, you know, and I give them advice, and I even give them my Facebook and try to inspire, you know, because I was there. I used to be that person.
Yep, and I give out tips and workouts and eating programs for other cosplayers. They look, they're going to get, you know, bigger like you, and, you know, I give advice away. I don't hold it to myself.
Yeah, you know, because you want to help, you want to inspire, you know?
Right. I applaud you guys for doing that, too, because, you know, I was 260 pounds up until 5-6 years ago, you know. I was just a big boy, you know, and I had a gut, but now I don't. But I'm also diabetic, so that helped a lot there, too, trying to get, you know, my diabetes under control. But, you know, I feel better about costuming now that I'm in better shape, you know, and I just think that anybody who wants to do it should just, you know, get out there and do your thing, you know. There's always going to be those people who are, harsh. They're just not nice people. You're going to run into them everywhere, but, you know, we as other costumers will have your back. So,
yep. So Salem, do you want to put the donut down and weigh in?
I'm the reverse aspect. I've never been hefty. I've actually always been very skinny.
Bragging.
Oh yeah, nah. No, which was an issue for me up until I started thinking about cosplaying Bane. I think the first time that I cosplayed Bane was at last year's New York Comic Con, and one of the comments that I kept getting actually around the time was that a lot of people were saying, you know, whenever I would go and I would go to conventions and I would always see a Bane cosplayer, you know, a lot of people would always say something like, oh, well, nobody wants to see a skinny Bane, you know. And I would laugh because, yeah, I would go around and I would see a couple of guys that, you know, were really thin that would cosplay this character, and I'd be like, well, you know, they've got the tubing and they've got this and it looks cool, but people, I've heard people say, you know, well, nobody wants a skinny Bane. So I went up from about, I was about 175 180 pounds at the time, and I went up to 230 in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
just to...
So wait, are you saying you're the Christian Bale of the cosplaying world, or Christian Bale?
I guess I pulled a Tom Hardy. I don't know. I put on a lot of weight. I put on an extra 50 pounds just to put on the Bane suit, and I went back into the gym and I worked out, which it gets paid off in the end, because most of the people. And most of the people that I lift up at conventions and all the weight that I put up in the air, Mike can tell you that I go around and pretty much pick up and toss everybody. And I don't think if I didn't get back in the gym, I'd be able to do that today. But I went up to 230, and I put on some muscle just to step into the Bane suit. And I've been fluctuating around that area ever since, but I maintain it. I do step into the gym weekly, so you know it's something that does have to be maintained, and it's all in, you know, a person's personal preference. Do you want to, you know, like you guys were saying, maintain that costume or maintain that aspect of your character, you know, to better fit your cosplay? And and yeah, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at right now as far as my weight's concerned, and I'll be stepping even more into the gym. You know, I even questioned whether or not I'm actually putting on more weight, going up from 230 to 240 or 50. So
I think I'm hearing from all you guys is that you shouldn't be afraid to cosplay. You can turn it on your ears like the 300-pounders did. But, you know... But you guys all do work hard for the way you look, and you know, I think that should be applauded, you know, and people should take that into consideration that, you know, yes, you might get attention in that spandex suit as Batman at 350 pounds, but it's not the attention that you want.
Right, got it.
So
I actually have a fan idea that I'm working on for Metropolis next year, which actually goes right along with that vein, that whole line of thought of heavier Superman. So look for that. That's going to be fun.
Cool. So yep. we're at like an hour and 40 minutes, guys. So so you know, and I love the thank you all for doing this. This has been wonderful. I think you guys all have definitely represented the cosplay world really well. So I'd like
we to didn't just... fight.
Sorry, say that again.
We didn't even fight. I should have insulted somebody by now.
Yeah, you would think, right?
But I think that's important. It shows that it is a real community, and everyone does get along in it, and does look out for each other, like you guys have all said. So what I'd like to do is just go around the room now with final thoughts for everyone. And, Bryn, we'll start with you.
Okay. And, what was the question?
Do you have any final thoughts to wrap up? Final
thoughts, final conclusions.
Oh, final conclusions. No, I think that, basically, what you've done here is a great thing. I wish Tatiana could have stayed, long enough, because, you know, I think we have all the aspects of, costuming, cosplay. It's so hard for me to say that. So we have every aspect pretty much covered here, you know, and I think, like you said, it does show an actual representation of our community, which is something that I've worked for since, you know, the early days, back when, you know, cosplaying was not merchandise. It had a vocabulary. You know, the costumers were, you know, or few at the cons, but now, you know, it's just blossomed so much, and there's, you know, I mean, literally, I've located 10 people in the area that are costumers, geeks, that I would have never known about before, and probably they would have never came out costuming in geek world had not gotten so far. For growing thing, I think...
You might run out of power. You might run out of battery juice.
Yeah.
Oh, you ran out of battery?
Dude, he's still alive. He's alive.
I'm here.
Okay.
You know, you're so old.
we thought he croaked right there. I mean,
I could jam my signal.
I think so.
Is he?
But I'm pretty much through. So
he had his
final thoughts. Amazing.
Those words of wisdom will never be reclaimed. Go ahead.
All right, Eric, we'll go to you.
Well, I guess final thoughts would be, you know, like we all said, it's just, it's a good thing to do. It's fun. It keeps the conventions alive because we're part of the attraction. It's not all about the media guys that's there, you know, like all the stars and celebrities and stuff. It's about also the cosplayers because we're part of that show, so we're living that moment also. And, you know, I would just say just have fun, enjoy it, you know. And I think doing cosplay is also something that keeps a person healthy. If you are representing a character that is a physically fit character, it just promotes a good sense about yourself and also a goal to try to at least maintain that type of look for your character. It's awesome.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And Mike?
Yeah. Final thoughts is that, you know, like everyone else said, it's a positive way to do things, and you know, I enjoying it. Just started doing it, and I enjoy doing it. And the reason why I do it, like I said, is just for, you know, making a moment in someone's life and making it special, and you know, the kids believing you're Batman and they're meeting Batman, and I'm have a lot of fun doing it. You know, and you meet a lot of cool people along the way. You know. And that's why I'll keep doing it. And hopefully the community gets bigger as it goes on, and this show doesn't put a negative spin on who we really are, you know? Because there's some awesome people out there, not including Brain Nando, but I mean, there's some cool people out there.
Wait, yeah. Wait, you mean show...
You're off mic.
By negative spin, do you mean this show that you're on right now? Or
no, the Heroes of Cosplay. Heroes. That's what you said this podcast is about, Matt.
I'm just making sure, you know, I'm not going to edit it so you guys sound bad. I mean,
this is yeah, after...
He's really going to go into
it. After final thoughts, when all of our comments are edited into, you know, all the post comments.
And David, make sure that when the voicing is done, that we all sound like chipmunks. Is all.
Yeah, exactly. And then I sound like Batman. But the one question you didn't comment on that, you know, I've wanted to comment on was the, you know, do you think the costuming, like if you don't make your own costume, does it take it away from you? Okay. I think that was your question, right? That one of your questions?
That was one of the questions, yeah.
And I don't really believe in that because, you know what, if you have enough money, because it costs a lot of money to do what we do, and you enjoy it, why should, you know, let's say Brain makes his own suits, why should that take away from the experience from me, you know, because I'm not that creative, you know? I take someone else's work and bring it to life, and I love doing that for people, you know? And I'm not a puppet, but I don't mind wearing someone else's work because, you know, they may not be Batman status like we were talking before. And I love doing that. And that's another reason why, is because you're helping people that do this as their job. And you're promoting their work and putting, not food on their table, but you're helping them get exposed for doing something they do amazing, you know? And that's how I met Bryn. And you meet friends, and I love that aspect of it. And I'm sorry we didn't get to touch on that more, but,
yeah. I'm the same way, though. I make my own stuff, yet I like wearing other people's stuff. So, you know, now that you've touched on it and we bypassed our final thoughts.
No, cut him off. Hang him up. He doesn't get to say anymore.
You know, I think it's fun to wear other people's stuff. And, you know, I know a lot of people who make stuff like I do. And, you know, I'm honored to wear my friends and my brother's creations. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and what that question comes from is where... You know, they brought up on Heroes of Cosplay about them not making, I believe it was the duo team, they didn't make their own bodysuits. And I'm thinking, what? Why do you need to make your own bodysuit? You just take a bodysuit and build onto it, and you're great. You know, that's not an important thing. That's a base suit that you can create upon. So I'm with you. You know,
Yeah, and some of these people, it's their mini jobs. Like, you know, you have this thing as a side job, and a good friend of mine, Keith Hernandez, he's a teacher, but he does it on the side, and you know, it's just awesome to wear something.
Do it on.
What? I feel like the right side, like you do on the right side, so I feel like everything goes to the right.
Meanwhile, he's going to get up for like work in the morning and be like, you reveal my identity!
Everything goes to the left!
I'm not a teacher now!
I'm not a teacher now!
They found out!
Yeah, I mean, because like I'm not creative enough to sculpt or head cast my head and do all that stuff and... You know.
They don't make enough skill to head cast your head. Let's talk about
My God.
You guys have a show, and thanks for having me on. I'm gonna head out. Prime never sleeps, and I have to go to work.
Yes, yes.
Oh, all right.
Have a good one.
Thanks for being
on,
Bryn. Yep. Bye, guys.
Bye.
All right, guys. I guess I'm winding down the show.
So, Salem.
Yeah.
Real quick, what do you think about... wearing other people's stuff, and what are your final thoughts?
I am but a poor and lowly cosplayer, so, you know, I can't pay big bucks for a lot of these awesome costumes that I see circulating out there. Would I love them? Absolutely. But what I like to do is, I like to find, God knows, the cheapest way I could possibly do a costume and make it look great. And I'll build on a template, like, you know, like Mike was saying earlier, you know, what's wrong with getting a spandex bodysuit and building on it? What's wrong with getting some pieces of a template and building on it? I don't see anything wrong with it. Does your costume look the way you want it to look? At the end of the day, if you mm-hmm. manage to pull that off, then that's fantastic and great. Did you have fun? Yes. Wonderful. I've had commissioners that have done my spandex body work for me. And... it has not taken away from my character. It has only, you know, I just give them business. You know, people mm-hmm. come and they like the costume, and I refer them to the person that has helped me, and that gives that person business. I only just recently started building a few things myself. You know, a couple of foam armor works and working with a custom costume that I'm going to be showing at New York Comic Con this coming month. And, you know... It's been an experience, actually, now, sitting down and working on my own things personally and building things on my own. And I'm really looking forward to it when I get to wear it. Cool. You know, but cool. I don't think that whether it's store-bought or whether it's somebody custom. Making your costume for you, I think that as long as you had fun at the end of the day, wherever you wore that costume, that's what matters the most.
Yep. And either way, your bank account is drained at the end of the day, so...
You'd better enjoy it. You'd better enjoy it.
Like Mike was saying, like the guys were saying, this community does have its ups and downs, but there are some truly fabulous people, some really great people to meet out there, and some of the best people that I've met currently, I've all met through cosplay. So, it's been an experience.
Cool. All right. I think that is a perfect spot to end the episode at. I thank you guys all again for being on. I thank Tatiana and Bryn. And as always, folks, don't let your cape be caught in the door. Have a good week.
Hey, everyone. You just listened to an episode of Superhero Speak. This is Dave. You can reach me at dave@superheroespeak.com. Also, if you're listening to this through the website, did you know you can go to iTunes and subscribe to it? So, check us out there.
And this is Ben from Superhero Speak, page your very at Ben at superheroespeak.com. And did you know you could also follow us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/superheroespeak.
This is John. You can reach me at john@superheroespeak.com. And if you want, there's our Twitter account @superheroespeak.
All right. Thanks, and check us out at those spots.